Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Raleigh May, thanks so much for being our middle schooler today. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you from?
I am from Cedartown, Georgia.
Oh, that's so great. You want to give a shout out to any of your teachers or your friends at school?
Kinsley Dittmer and Miss Benefield.
Hi.
That's nice. Like when the teacher's name gets shouted out like that, that's really nice.
Every week, another middle schooler from across the country joins us to give the three biggest news stories of the week. Powered by Progressive Auto. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Raleigh May, go ahead. Give us one of those top three headlines of the week.
Okay, today I would like to talk about a kite surfer. A British kite surfer has set a new world record over flying over 1,500 feet in the air above an iconic landmark.
Kite surfing is crazy. You ever seen it, Anna? Have you ever watched it?
It's kite surfing?
It's kind of like they have a surfboard, but they have this kite that pulls them. I have a friend of mine who does this, and they'll jump like 100 feet in the air, like over like beaches and stuff. It's crazy.
Does it say what the monument was?
The Isle of the Wight coastline.
Oh.
Jumped over an island. I can picture it. Like, I see it. I've always wanted to do it. It looks incredible.
You're not going to do that. You're
Why
too
not?
Scared. Raleigh May, are you too scared to do that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, me too. I don't even want to watch somebody do it. I'd be like, they're going to die!
It's so fun to watch, though. Just, I mean, I don't know, the kite and the board and then the water. That's incredible. And what a far jump. That's awesome.
All right, go ahead. Give us the second story of the week.
A black and gray Shih Tzu was found wandering in the streets of Austin, Texas. His fur was overgrown and matted. He had no tags, and they said he was estimated to be about a 7-year-old pup. A woman named Miss Duran had found him and said that he had a microchip and tried calling the owner, and the owner said that they didn't want him anymore and blocked all their phone numbers. So Miss Duran took him in, and now he has a home.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's like a feel-good story. That's not. Although I feel bad for the poor dog. What if he liked his family?
Like all of a sudden, is there like just go live on your own, go find your own family, like bring it to a respectable shelter or somewhere?
I mean, honestly, just let him go, and then the tiny little Shih Tzu, it's all overgrown, and I mean, people probably thought it was a giant gerbil walking around.
That's right. They definitely thought it was a gerbil.
Night of the lupus.
Raleigh May, you have any pets?
I have 3 cats, a dog, and a bearded dragon.
That's a lot of animals for your family.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of things to have to feed and keep alive.
All right. And Raleigh May, give us that third story.
A happy elephant family. An award-winning wildlife photographer, Andy Rouse, believes he may have found the world's happiest elephant family. And his pics will make you feel warm inside. The sun was setting, and he was giving a tour, and just little small elephants were playing tug-of-war and ran to Andy's vehicle pretending to charge. And on this occasion, he had found a large breeding herd with several young elephants less than 3 months old being very playful at that moment.
This is an Anna Zapp story right here. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. Because, like...
I love elephants?
Well, no, you would come up with something like, oh, look how happy the elephants are. How do you know? You don't know if they're happy.
No,
you have no idea.
You can tell when an elephant is happy.
In all your experience.
And their nose goes up, and they rub up against each other, and they look at each other with that look in the eye of happiness and love.
She said the story said that they were playfully charging. You don't know if it was playful. What are you talking about?
100%. When they're playful, they just, you know, they do it lovingly. You know, when they're not playful, then you know when they're serious.
I had no idea you were such an elephant expert here.
I really love elephants. Raleigh May, you've been wonderful today. Thank you so much for being our middle schooler of the week.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for letting me do this.